The Warriors have arrived in Orlando for the Florida stretch of this six-game road trip. And Friday night, they will face the Magic here in Orlando. Then Sunday, they'll face the Heat in Miami. And on Thursday evening, after arriving from L.A., the Warriors were to practice at the Amway Center as we checked in with Coach Kerr.
You guys are listening to a bunch of guys on the injury report. Has the NBA's, you know, wanting this whole rest thing and everything, has that forced you to say, all right, we're going to list every little minor?
Yeah, the league has actually changed the protocol in terms of how we report injuries, and they just want to constantly have a heads up on what's going on. So, you know, I guess today's injury report was very alarming from what I hear. I didn't even know. Like, I'm getting, you know, I'm hearing, like, half your team's not going to play. I was like, what? But this is the way it is. If a guy's banged up, we have to list him on the injury report. I think our guys are they're all probable at this point. So I'm never going to say for certain a guy's going to play, but they all appear to be doing okay. So.
Clay, sounds like I think he was the only one that you guys still are listening to his question. Was he maybe the most unlikely with that?
Yeah, he didn't practice. Everybody else practiced, but he tweaked his ankle. I didn't even realize it until today. I heard about it. But, so we'll see how he does tomorrow.
Do you know when that was, when he tweaked it?
I don't.
It was very late in the game. I think it was one of the last possessions.
Okay.
Steve, I know you've bought into just how the schedule is this year in terms of the changes, but just what have you made of just the early part of it, of just these road trips and the length of it and what that's done overall?
Well, let's see. I mean, the only downside to extending the games out is you're traveling more, but you're better rested for each game, which is the main thing. So I think the schedule's good. Means we're away from home a little bit longer, but guys get more of a chance to recover and rest.
At this point, what's your approach to making sure the guys are competing on a night in and night out basis? Are you kind of waiting for them to come along, as you talked about earlier in the year, or are you talking to them specifically about it?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the story of the season right now. You know, we're not where we want to be. We've shown flashes at times, but we haven't really competed at a high level consistently. I think our players would probably agree with that. And you know, what does that mean? You know, competing doesn't just necessarily mean like diving on the floor and taking charges. It means executing. It means making a sharp cut. It means making a good decision. And so I'm not out here looking for, you know, some fanatical defensive effort where we're diving into the stands. I'm looking for take care of the ball and execute the play and stick to our principles defensively. And those things have obviously been lacking. So we're working on it, and we'll get there. I have no doubt we'll get there.
Is this the biggest challenge you think you've had in that department since you've been with this team?
Oh, for sure. For sure. And with all that said, we're 16-6, and you know, we're in good shape record-wise without having played very well. And that may be a source of comfort, but if we're not careful, it will also be a source of deception. And so we have to stay on our guys without grinding them to a pulp and keep reminding them that, you know, we have to play to a standard. We're not playing to achieve a certain record. We're playing to achieve a standard that we should set for ourselves, not anybody else.
Kind of going off what you were saying yesterday, you're saying maybe I'll change a different tact. Is there anything you're considering in regards to that?
Sure, just little coaching things. I'm not talking about a different tact, like changing lineups and stuff like that. I mean, we've been messing around with lineups all year. That will continue. But in terms of just our practice approach or little things here and there, we may, how we watch film or what, you know, what we look at or what we're emphasizing, I'm going to look at all that stuff.
Is motivation a factor? Of course, the championship is motivating you, but I'm talking about when the Warriors know how good they are and what it takes to win a championship, is it a slog to go through November, December games and to play up to that standard every single night?
Well, I think the trick is doing it while you're enjoying it, you know, and to me it's a lot more fun to compete at a really high level and to find that level of play as a group where you're clicking, that's what's fun, is clicking on the floor, you know. It's not, you know, making all these crazy plays and you know, if I'm maybe an alley-oop or something from half court and everybody goes crazy, that's a nice, fun thing to do, you know, during a game. But the ultimate satisfaction in this game comes from the whole group finding a rhythm and a groove and a real flow. And there's a beautiful aspect to that. That's, to me, that's what the game is about. And we're not finding that flow very often. So that's the goal. And I think you can do that without feeling like it's a slog or a grind. It's I know I'm sounding like the old guy, but I am the old guy. You know, you look back and, you know, after you're retired and you go, man, I wish I could play. I wish I could play tomorrow night. I can barely walk, so I can't, but I can. I would love to play. And that's the message. Take advantage of these times. Take advantage of every day, every moment, because it doesn't last that long.